Friday, 15 April, 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're sure glad you tuned in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. I have the privilege to be the guest speaker. I'm Bill Wingard, and what a great privilege it is to be able to come to you by means of radio. However it's coming now, it can come through the airwaves or through the internet or however it gets to you. We're glad to be able to share together with you the Word of God. And we're in such a precious portion of Scripture now, Revelation chapter 3 and 1 Peter chapter 4. Father, do bless us now with our words. Speak to my heart, the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the church over in Philadelphia, the letter to the church in Philadelphia, is just such a blessing in my own heart and life. The church at Philadelphia was one of the two churches that was not rebuked for our Lord. And dear friend, even before they were saved, they were known to be the city of brotherly love. By the way, that's what Philadelphia means. It means the city of brotherly love. We have a city named Philadelphia here in this country. And it is said of the dear folks there in Philadelphia that they had kept the word of God. He said, "For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name." So that has brought us into 1 Peter chapter 4. As our Lord will prepare us for the suffering that lies ahead, but in the midst of his doctrine, in the midst of his teaching us concerning the suffering that we are to suffer, not to think it strange, as if some strange thing happened unto us, he said, now there's something paramount, there's something above all of this, and he tells us what it is in verse 8 of chapter 4. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Oh, may we be obedient to thee, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Now, that has gotten us into this series, this particular part of this series, I should say, knowing that God, our Heavenly Father, is our example. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Solomon in Proverbs 10:12 wrote, "Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins." John tells us that the identifying mark of a child of God is that we have love for the brethren. John chapter 13 and verses 31 through 35, "Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him." Little children, he's writing now to children of God. "Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot come, so now I say to you, a new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Now, this might not mean much to some people, but if you'll notice, if you've got the right version of the Scripture in English, if you've got a good copy of the King James Version of the Bible, you'll notice that the word "men" there is in italics, indicating it was not in the original text. And what he's saying is this: by this shall all know that ye are my disciples, not just men, but men, women, boys and girls, whoever it might be, saved or lost, whoever it might be. He said, this will be the identifying mark of my disciples if ye have love one to another. Again, we are not speaking about a sensual love, not an eros type of affection. We're not speaking just about brotherly love, like the church at Philadelphia. But this is agape love, oftentimes translated in the Scripture as being charity. We're going to see this as we get into, God willing, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as we'll find that this love supersedes all the gifts that God has blessed us with. And sometimes, you know, we can get pretty proud of what we're able to do with our skills and with our abilities and so forth. And boy, if we don't watch ourselves, we can get into a lot of trouble, because pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. An incident from the past came to mind as I was speaking to you. I remember years ago being in a big convention, a Christian convention, and one of the preachers there had, you know, he had really kind of made it up to the top, and he was being admired by a lot of people, and nothing wrong with that if you give God the glory for what's being done. I have no problem with that. But I think this man was having some problems, because he was boasting about what he had accomplished, and he reached in his pocket. He had a pocket watch, and he reached in his pocket and pulled out his pocket watch, I guess, to check the time. And it was a great big watch. It was kind of an oversized watch. The problem was this. Somebody made a comment about his watch, and he said, basically, "I want you to know I'm a big timer now. I want you to know I'm a big timer now." Well, dear friend, it was not too terrible long after that that he and that church got into a lot of trouble. I don't know whatever became of him. I trust he's all right. I trust he's living for the Lord. But I think the church went into bankruptcy. There was a whole lot of things that came up. But those words still resonate in my memory, dear friend, and that happened a long time ago. No, if we're going to be big in God's sight, we're going to have to be small. Jesus himself said that he came to be a servant, and if we're going to be obedient to him, we're going to be servants. "For he that would be greatest among you, let him be servant of all." And if we're going to be pleasing to the Lord, the gift that we're going to have to manifest is a love for God and a love for others. "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another." And you know that as well as I do. Have you ever gone into a church or a situation like that where you almost feel like you could use a set of ice skates to go down the aisle? It was just so cold. Their preaching might have been doctrinally sound, and their music might have been doctrinally sound. But, dear friend, there was something lacking there, and that was the love of God and the love for each other. And what I'm advocating here, and what I believe the Scripture is advocating, is not some type of charismatic confusion. That's not it at all. I'm speaking about true love, love for the brethren, love that we have because we are responding to God. We love him because he first loved us, and he said, "By this shall all know, all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." And then in Romans chapter 12 and verses 9 and 10, he said, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another." Wow, what tremendous instruction this is. He said, don't let your love be watered down. Don't let the love of this world, the love of worldly things, don't let it cause dissimulation. Don't let it dilute, if you let me use that word, your love for God, your love for the brethren. You abhor that which is evil. Stay away from that which is evil, and you cleave to that which is good. And he said, as far as your relationship to each other is concerned, he said, ye be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Well, God willing, we'll take this up on our next broadcast. You know as well as I do, a home, a church, a business, whatever it is, what a blessing it is when the love of God is in that home, is real, it's in that church, or in that business. Well, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans to be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church. Oh, dear friend, we're commanded to be. We're commanded not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but we'd exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. If you cannot be, and you have access to the Internet, join us with our services at Calvary Baptist Church at www.calbapt.org. www.calbapt.org. Or if you have Roku service, you can reach us on Roku. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Again, hope to see you in a good Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day, and please join us next broadcast if you can.